Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to go into a teaching here in just a moment that is a very extended teaching on doubt versus belief. If you'd like to have this teaching, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or at the end of the message, we'll have the full details of how to get this. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
We went and we had a meal that there, and finally the pastor looked at his watch. He said, "You know we're sinning." I said, "How's that?" He said, "You realize it's 12:30 in the morning?" I said, "Well, what's that got to do with sin?" He said, "Anybody stays out after midnight's got to be sinning." He said, "I got to go home. I got to get some rest." I said, "Oh, okay." So we all got up and left. And Cheryl and I went and we prayed and talked about things until 4 o'clock in the morning. 4 a.m. And then we went to bed. And then that morning, later, I got up and I worshiped and praised the King. And we went and done some things. We went all over the place. And we done a whole bunch of things. And I went back after that evening. We preached again until about midnight. We finally got away from there. And I said, "We're going to go over to IHOP and have something to eat. Anybody going with us?" They said, "No. You guys stay out too late for us." Nobody went with us. We went to the restaurant by ourselves. And I told her when we got out, so I said, "You know, honey, I'd whole lot rather sit across the table from you than anybody else I know." And so we had a great evening meal there. And then we went and we prayed and talked to the Lord until about 2:30 in the morning. And then I woke up the next morning and I prayed and worshiped and praised God and never opened the curtain or never turned a light on in our room till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was on my face before God. And that evening, a man called and wanted to take, he wanted us to go to dinner with him at 5 o'clock. I said, "Okay." So we met at 5 o'clock and we was having dinner. He said, "If y'all come back out here again, we would love to have you stay in our home." I said, "Sir, I appreciate that, but I can't do that." He said, "Why?" I said, "Because if I'm in your home," I said, "you may be up at 8 o'clock knocking on my door saying breakfast is ready." And I said, "I may be worshiping and praising the King." And I said, "I keep a grueling schedule." I said, "Sometimes I'm up till 2, 3, or 4 in the morning worshiping the King." And then I said, I told Cheryl when we got married, I said, "Honey, you got to be able, if it's 4 o'clock in the morning, I reach over and punch you in the side and say it's time to fall off on the floor and pray for an hour. I don't expect any back talk. Just fall off on the floor with me." I said, "It would take a special woman to live with me. A special woman." But she never complains. Never complains. And the other morning when we lay there and I'm praying and everything, she finally wakes up about 11. And she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm praying." She said, "What time is it?" I said, "I don't know." So I looked and I said, "Oh, it's only 11. She said, "We going to go eat something to eat?" I said, "No, not yet." She said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "We're going to pray. I want to see God do something." And so we prayed and worshiped. And finally she said, "What time is it now?" I said, I looked and I said, "Oh, it's 3. She said, "Are we going to go eat with those people?" I said, "Yeah. But we still got 2 hours." So I said, "That's not a problem." See, I didn't turn a light on. It's just a light under the door. It's the only way I could see my watch. And then when we finally did get up and open and took a quick shower and everything, started to walk out, the lady said, "Oh, y'all had the privacy sign on your door, so I didn't knock on the door, nothing. Do y'all want your room made up?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Well, it's 5 minutes till 5. She said, "We normally leave at 5. I said, "That's fine. If you make it up, fine. If you can't, that's okay. It'll make no difference to me." She said, "We'll do it for you." I said, "No problem. No problem. If you don't get it done, no big deal." She said, "Wow, you must have slept a long time." I said, "No, I didn't sleep much at all. I was on my face praying." You want to see God do something? You know what it means to put the King first? Hey, that's what He means. If you want to see, if you want to walk in divine health, you have to put Him first. Is it costly? Yes, it is. It's definitely not easy. Now, if I could totally put God first in everything I did, which I have not reached that point yet. But if I could, that's when these promises that He makes us that says you can ask for anything, anytime you want to, and it will happen. I want to get there. I don't know what I've got to do, but I am seeking the Lord and asking Him, Lord, what is it and where am I lacking in my life? Because I'm not seeing the magnificence of the miracles that I want to see. I know it's me. It's not you. It's got to be me. I know another man that did that. And that man went before God and he stayed on his face, locked up in a closet for days. And when the Lord finally spoke to him, He gave him 13 things he needed to change. He could not believe there were so many things. There was a couple of personal sins he had in his life. The Lord says, until you change those, my power will not flow through your ministry. And so it took him several years to change everything and to meet all the criteria that was already laid out in the Word of God. It was all there. I've read everything God told that man to do. He wrote it down. And I have a copy of it. And I know what He told him to do. And I'm trying my best to meet all of that criteria. But the miracles in my ministry has not nowhere close to come to where this man did. But I know God's no respecter of persons. So when I meet that requirement, and that's why I'm trying my best to walk so holy and spend so much time with God. Because you see these two little children over here? I don't know, where are y'all from, sir? Kansas City. They've driven down here from Kansas City with these two babies that's got this problem. I want to get to the point, but when I pray over children like this, I want to see them instantly delivered. I know that's available. I have seen it in different ministries. There's not many today that see these kind of miracles. But I want to see this happen. But I'm able to teach them what will bring this into existence. But I want to see these things happen instantly. And that means a problem with me. But if I can teach them what to do and how to take God's Word, we can, just like this woman that gave the... I said that was the first child I'd seen autistically healed. I take that back. That's a second one. I spoke over an autistic child about 6 or 7 years ago, and it took 5 months. I prayed over that child. I told that mother what to do and what to say, and I don't know how many times I prayed over that child, and she started speaking, and he was 5 years old, and he couldn't speak a word as an autistic child. And 5 months later, and it was on January the 1st, New Year's Day, I was at home. I had taken a day off as an engineer. I was at home with my family, and the phone rang, and it was that mother. And she said, you remember 5 months ago when you came down to Arlington, and you prayed over us, and all the times you prayed over us with my autistic son, and you told me what to say, and I've been doing it. She said, let me tell you, today my son started speaking normal today. It was January the 1st. It took 5 months for that boy to talk. But see, I don't want to take 5 months for it to happen. So what's wrong with us in the church? It's our lack of faith. We don't have it. You know, we don't fast and pray enough. That's why Cheryl and I just come off of an 18-day fast just a few days ago. Because I want to see God, and I want these miracles that He's talking about in His Word, which He says we can do. I want to see them happen. And some people say, but Thurman, you've seen hundreds and thousands of miracles. Yeah, I have, but it's not near what I want to see. You know, I've had many people say, man, if I could walk where you're walking, I'd be so happy. Well, hey, I'm not. I'm not happy with where I am. You understand where I'm coming from? I want to go further because I know that the God we serve can do so greatly above anything I can think or imagine. But I know the problem's with us. It's not with Him. The church is not walking holy. And another thing, the people around you have an effect upon your faith. Yeah? I mean, it's all over the Word. Jesus, when He started to do awesome miracles, He always put out all the unbelievers. Unbelief is running rampant. And I believe, again, that's why we see so many miracles in this church, because I teach faith, and the people here come here expecting. You know, they come expecting. So when you come expecting, you get to see God do wonderful things. He says, when we're doing these things, He, after, just like in Mark 11, we talked about a while ago, if we believe, we shall have whatever we say. I mean, that is a powerful statement. Whatever we say, if we say it in faith, we'll have it. No limitations. And then look at what he says there in the next verse 25. He tells us in verse 25 of Mark 11 why these mighty promises, or at least one of the reasons, these things will not work for us. He says, "But when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." In verse 26, but says, "If you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses." So if you have any kind of unforgiveness toward anyone, anywhere, that will open a door to the demonic world, and Satan has legal right to come in and torment you and your family. And there's so many people that do not understand that. They will hold a grudge. There was a lady up here just a while ago telling me about, at the break, that she knew of a family, or maybe she was a family member of that family. I don't remember which way it was. But there was a mother or a father or something that had a lot of money in their home for the children. And they, all the two or three or four children, what it was, knew that this money was there in the home for these children. And when the parent died, one of the children came in and got the money. And when they did, then guess what that did to the other children? I mean, immediately there is a problem now. And now then we're walking in unforgiveness. And now then you start talking evil about somebody, and what they was saying there, that one of the brothers had was sitting at home doing something, and one of the other brothers or sisters called, and he talked evil about his sister, and immediately after he sat down, his blood pressure went through the roof and had to haul him off to the hospital. That's why somebody said, "I want to know where that scripture was in 1 Peter 3:10 you talked about a while ago." Now see, who would ever dream that a man could be sitting there normal and start talking evil about his sister, although she'd done something wrong. He's got a grudge, and he starts talking evil about her and sits down. His blood pressure goes through the roof, and they got to haul him off to the hospital. And maybe he has an aneurysm and busts a blood vessel, and he dies. All because he's talking evil about his sister. Does he have a reason to talk evil about his sister? Technically, it looks like he does.
We'll start out right here tomorrow where we just left off for the continuation of this teaching. This is a fairly extensive teaching. If you would love to have the complete teaching on this belief versus doubt, please give us a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'd like, you could get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you'll find our free order forms. You can order anything you want from our ministry. Everything is free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send it to you if you just contact us. And remember, Jesus is the King of the universe, and He is the Lord of the church. And we praise Him and thank Him. In Jesus' name, amen.